Yesterday we were talking about the holy name, and I'll just continue on that a little. Today talk about the offenses to chanting Hare Krishna, because talking about what Hare Krishna means, and all well and good, but in order to actually understand and derive the full benefit of that chanting, unless one chants without offense, it is not possible. It is not possible to actually derive the benefit of either chanting or one's devotional activities. Even of deity worship or any other devotional activity one performs. If one chants with offense, because chanting Hare Krishna is like the king that rules over all other aspects of devotional service, whatever one does right in terms of other devotional acts. If one offends the king, then one's activities don't bear any result. There are three stages of chanting. Let's close that door. There are three stages of chanting. Chanting with offense, chanting without offense, or clearing stage, and chanting purely. Offensive chanting means that one chants in such a way that one is committing one of the 10 offenses to the holy name, in addition to which there is an 11th, which is the offense of inattentiveness, which is said to be the root of all other offenses. So by committing offense to Vaishnavas, disobeying spiritual master, minimizing scriptures, thinking chanting to be some kind of ritualistic activity, committing sin on the strength of chanting, maintaining material attachment while chanting, these are all offenses to the holy name. If one commits these offenses, then one's Krishna consciousness or devotional service is something like the bathing of an elephant. Elephant goes into a river, bathes, and then comes out and throws dust over himself. Or Srila Prabhupada would give the example of pouring water on a fire. You're trying to light a fire and simultaneously you're pouring water on it, or you're using wet tinder. It won't work. It won't happen. At best, you get a little smoke. It's true that, like Krishna, Krishna's name has inestimable power. Scriptures describe that whether one chants the holy name with proper pronunciation or without proper pronunciation, whether the syllables of the holy name are connected or separated, if one chants knowingly or unknowingly, still one becomes free from more sins than one is able to commit. One becomes liberated. There are such great benefits to chanting Hare Krishna. And yet at the same time, if one commits offense to the holy name, then the benefits of chanting, because which is to get devotional service, the benefits become impaired. In other words, one doesn't get the benefit for a long time. Chaitanya Charitamrita says bahu janma, many, many births can go by. By chanting offensively, what happens? One will gradually become purified and come to the offenseless stage. However, if someone wants to go back home, back to Godhead in one lifetime, then he can't afford to take that slow route. Rather, he has to be very serious in his efforts at Krishna consciousness and avoid all of these offenses, which are not slight. Committing sin is less than committing offense to the holy name. It the effects of committing offenses to the holy name are longer lasting, for instance, than the sin of killing a Brahmin or committing other types of heinous activities like that. And once those reactions have been established within the heart, it becomes very difficult to become freed from them. Even at the stage of ecstatic devotional service, one may still have to suffer the results of one's past offenses, whereas one may become free from the results of all kinds of sinful activities simply at the stage of practice devotional service. So we should take it very, very seriously. Elsewhere in scripture, it's described that the offenses to the holy name or one who commits offenses to the holy name is in the category of a Pashandi. Pashandi means an atheist. And the reason for that is because the offenses to the holy name are the root cause of all atheism. Atheism has the same characteristic features as the offenses to the holy name. And in dictionary-wise meaning, it's stated that the word aparad means apa radha, or it says shunya radha, without Srimati Radharani. So if one commits offense to Krishna's name, then Srimati Radharani goes far away. She is devotional service personified. So that means one's chances for pure devotional service also go very, very far away until one actually can rectify one's behavior. And that rectification needs to be there. Of course, according to, for instance, the instruction that the Lord gave Brahma, on bayadvatarikebhyam, being careful not to commit offenses is good, and that should be done. But that's not the direct process. That's the indirect process. For instance, you only have to worry or avoid trying to be a pauper until you're rich. When you're rich, you don't have to worry about being poor. Similarly, you don't have to avoid offenses when you're unoffensive. For instance, you don't have to worry about committing Vaishnava parad if you're always kind and loving in dealings with Vaishnavas, always glorify Vaishnavas. When one is always submissive to spiritual master, then one doesn't have to worry about disrespecting him. When one has great faith in the holy name and doesn't care for any types of ritualistic activities, then one doesn't have to worry about that offense. And when one doesn't hang on to material attachments, but sincerely wants to become free from those and doesn't harbor the desire to enjoy material life, then you become free. You don't have to worry about the offense of maintaining material attachment while chanting the holy name, and so on. In other words, if devotees cultivate those qualities which we read about in scripture about a Vaishnava, Titikshava, Karunika, Suvida, Savadehina, Majata, Shatrava, Shanta. So these sadhubhushanam, the qualities of a sadhu, if one seriously cultivates them, then he'll and she will be protected from committing these offenses. So we should be very aware and very careful. And particularly this offense of inattentiveness. It's called the root of other offenses, because if you're inattentive to chanting Hare Krishna, you'll also be inattentive to avoid committing the other 10 offenses. Moreover, inattentiveness gives rise to such things as laziness and indifference, And they, in turn, become the birthplace of where they sow the seeds of other types of inattentiveness, and so the heart becomes really just overwhelmed with all types of material attachment. To really become free and to protect oneself, one should chant Hare Krishna in the association of Vaishnavas who have real taste for chanting Hare Krishna. That is called anurag. So if one has spontaneous attachment to Krishna's name, then naturally he does not commit offenses. So in that association, devotees become inspired to also chant without offense, to also taste the nectar of the holy name. And by that eagerness, gradually, their chanting will improve in quality and one will become free. Furthermore, devotees can also get extra boost to their chanting by sometimes staying in a solitary place, in a room, and just chanting 64 rounds, 192 rounds. I recommended that earlier. And that will give them an experience and a conviction in the wonders of the holy name that will help them in their everyday chanting. So we should be very careful, Shadu Shabdan, in how we chant the only thing that we require to do in Krishna consciousness, but we're required to do it properly. There aren't many things that one has to do in order to go back home, back to Godhead. So this one thing we should try to do right. That is the unfortunate condition of Kali Yuga, that to even do one thing right is an extraordinary challenge for many of us. Hare Krishna.